Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp.
When is the last time you were called on your bullshit? When was the last time you told a guy what you really thought? And when was the last time you got an insight into why your career and sex life were not where you want them to be? This week, we look into why a guy would possibly want to join a men's group.
Welcome to the New Man Show. I'm here today with a host of Boulder locals, local men to be precise. And we're going to be talking about men's group, men's dynamics. Why would men want to get into a group together? So let's start off. I've got Keith Martin Smith over here. How are you doing today, Keith?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Great. Rich Fegley on the left side over here.
Hello, Trip. Good to be here.
Good, good. And Rolly Stanich.
Good to see y'all.
Okay. And my man, Casey Capshaw over here as well.
Hey guys, how you doing?
So we were talking just a little bit before we got started here about what is a men's group, and none of you are currently in a men's group. Is that right?
Correct.
Nope.
Okay. So there's a bit of a wondering, what is a men's group? Why would I want to get into a men's group? What does that look like? What am I going to be associated with?
Well, to pick up on the power of it, I've done some work with Jim Vallette in Vancouver. Now, 25 years ago, he said, what do I want to do in my life? And there was no field of coaching at all. And he just said, I want to help people, you know, achieve their potential. Mm-hmm. And he just started doing it. Now he's doing fabulously. He's, you know, one of the more renowned coaches anywhere. So he's been in a men's group, pretty much the same membership for a decade. You can imagine the power of this group. He says, I kid you not, if that group supports me, the whole world could be against me and I don't care. Right. And if the whole world supports me and that group calls me on something, they're right. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of power it can hold when you build a container like that. So that's the kind of group I'd be looking for and want to avoid some of these other, you know, pitfalls that we hear about in men's group where it's just beating chest and not looking for the beyond of masculine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think, and that's the question that comes to my mind is how do you do that? Because I know the group that I was involved with here in Boulder, again, most of the men were 23 or 24 or younger. So I was a good decade older than most of them.
Right.
And the next oldest was like 30. I've been married and divorced. I have a longtime martial arts practice. You know, like my life was radically different and I wasn't about to ask a 20-year-old what he thought how I should be processing emotionally my divorce. It was just ridiculous.
So, absolutely.
So I was in the position of having to be kind of in more of a leadership position when I really didn't necessarily want to or really wasn't looking for that particular role. So that's something that I think, you know, as you go into a men's group is something that's important to look at. And I'm not really sure the best way to, but looking for a group of peers, education, age, life experience, I think that's probably very important with a few people that are older and a few people that are younger that might be willing to offer those roles of being more of a leader or more of a kind of a follower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the group I'm in, I'd say it's primarily guys my age. I'm in my mid 30s and then there's several that are in their 50s and they're definitely mentors, but they get served as well.
Sure.
They get to pick up on our energy and they get to get called out when they get into that grandpa thing where they're just kind of hanging out and it's like, oh, no, that doesn't feel right. You've got some juice here. You got something to give. Rich, what were you talking about earlier about your kind of questions around men's group? What are you looking to get out of a men's group?
Well, the first thing would be just defining what a men's group is. I mean, just in terms of when you mention I'm part of a men's group to other people, I mean, the first thing they think is group of guys drinking beer at the bar, watching the game.
Got it. So let's just stop right there. What is a men's group? What is it that you're looking for from a men's group? Start with you, Rich.
I am definitely looking for a group that can hold space and create a container of trust.
Okay.
To have that trust in the room, you're able to share any questions and problems that you may have as a man dealing with the world. And I think just having that container of trust, a space where you can just speak your mind and ask your questions and tell your problems and hope for some help.
Got it. Sounds like there's an undertone of service there.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Anybody else, Scott? What would you be looking for? I'm starting a men's group tomorrow, and I want you to be involved. What is it that you were looking for, Keith?
I would kind of second what Rich said. I think maybe kind of holding people accountable. So you would come in with certain goals or things that you wanted to grow or work on, and the group would help to hold you accountable to those things. Could be anything from losing weight, you know, building muscle, being more authentic in your relationships, you know, working through maybe emotional trust issues you have, or, you know, anything really.
Got it.
But that you can show up with whatever it is that's going to be important for you to work on and expect the group to actually not only hold you accountable to that, but also help you to actually get there.
Got it.
So that would be one of my primary reasons for wanting to join a men's group.
So,
and of course, being able to reciprocate so that obviously that when other people were looking for the same, to be able to hold the same sort of space.
Got it. So I see, like, on one axis, it's support. On another axis, it's transformation.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anybody else? Guys?
Yeah. An important thing is the group of guys, you hold them in your esteem and you respect what they say. What they say means something. And I'll just give you a little instance. I work out with Casey and Jason 3 times a week. I will do everything to try to get out of what lifting that weight means in that moment. So I'll twist a little bit or plant my foot on the ground or something in case he will call me on it. He'll say, hey man, you're getting around this. You know, here's where the benefit is. Do this. And it's painful, but that's what I need. And I need that 6 a.m. 3 times a week, but also in the context of life for sure.
Got it. I like that metaphor of using it as a workout too. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm really curious the unique benefits that a men's specific group can offer. I mean, you can do transformation in relationship or friendships or support groups of all kinds, 12-step programs, I don't know. But like, I'm looking back on my life and I see a trend of gathering a trusted circle of men that I just held as advisors, you know, friends and advisors. And I always had this group. I just always did it naturally. It was just the type of friends I hung out with. But I look back and I'm realizing how much effect they had on my life, you know, how they made me who I am in a lot of ways and how I made them who they are. You know, we had a natural men's group. And now, you know, I'm in the professional world, people get married. You have to kind of bring a little more intentionality to make that space available, you know, make it happen, force us to take some time to do that. But what is that like essence? What is that like piece? I think of what it is, but I would like to hear what you guys, if you have any feelings about.
It sounds like a reconnection to something. It's not just having a transformation and support group, but there's kind of a remembering or reconnecting to that masculine essence. Is that what you're talking about?
I think so. And like, there's just a unique relationship that a bunch of guys have.
Yeah.
In my experience,
I agree with the part that you mentioned about how you've done this most of your life. But then as you move into the professional world and your friends get married and they go off to other parts of the world, you sort of lose that group that you had, that you were learning from and contributing to. And I can speak from being married twice, and that's almost been 20 years that I've been in relationship with somebody else. And through those relationships, I really didn't have a core group of men that I bonded with. Most of the guys that I knew were just interested in going to the bar and drinking and partying and doing their thing. So to find a group that I could consult with, in a way, is what I was looking for. And I know after my second divorce, suddenly I had more time to spend with men. And suddenly it was like just a wealth of information flooded in. Like, holy shit, I've been missing out on all this. I've been stuck with a woman and I haven't been doing the guy thing. I've been completely out of the loop here with what's going on.
Now, let's not give women a bad name here.
No, not at all.
Rich is the prime example of.
I'm more referring to most of my time was spent with a woman or relating to a woman. I had my job, but in both of my marriages, I spent most of my time with my partners. Mm. And most of my free time leisure time was spent with my partner, and I didn't bond with the group. So for me, in just the past year, of
so name what it is that you missed out on in there, if you're able to.
I missed out on other guys calling me out on my shit, okay. which is something that we've mentioned with this group that we're looking for in the group is people, a group of men that can keep us in line, call us out on our shit, point out certain things that we're not seeing for ourselves as men. Being with other men is like having a voice in your head or the voice on your shoulder, the other guy that's.
And imagine the gift that it gives to your woman in that scenario where she doesn't have to be the one that calls you out on your shit.
Oh, that's
suddenly huge. She's taken out of the bitch role.
That's huge.
Right? Suddenly she gets to be in a supportive role. You come back from your men's group
crying.
You've been bleeding but actually you get to come back with kind of a little bit, you're walking a little bit straighter and you come back in and she gets to be there and receive you in that space. And really support you. Like, what did you learn? How do you integrate that? And she gets to become a support for that versus the one that has to be cracking the whip. Well, this feels like a good place to wrap it up. I want to thank each of you for coming today and talking about men's group. I've gotten a little insight into what the common bolder guy that is wanting to grow, is wanting to lean into his edge a bit, is looking for in a men's group.